Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday, March the 11th, 2022. 15 minutes past the hour here in Marion. What a great day to be with you. Now, I will only be with you today for 1 hour because the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be coming up today at 9:15 at its new time slot, which we're all very happy about. And Adam Lepp will co-host that show with Pastor Whitaker while I'm out for these few months. Now, so get ready for that. So we got a lot of ground to cover here in hour number one. I've got a lot to talk about this morning. First off, and I've got to do this because, well, let's start here. I went to McDonald's this morning. I am sitting at home. I am showered. I am dressed. And I am ready to go, and I have already been to McDonald's up the road to get a large Diet Coke. So I do have a large Diet Coke with me here in the home studio this morning. So it's a happy day. But now here's the problem. And by the way, did I go up the road or down the road? You know, some people say up the road, some people say down the road. I don't know if I went up the road or down the road, but I went to McDonald's, which I guess is west of where I live. So I get down there this morning, and I haven't been there in probably 10 days now. I probably had not driven in 10 days. So I get down there, and there is a line like nobody's business. I don't know if they've got spring fever at McDonald's as well, but there is a line like nobody's business. And so immediately, you know, I'm ticked off. Because I can't sit in this line. I've got things to do. I've got a show to come back here and do, even though I'm only about a mile away from the microphone now. So I park, and I'm not supposed to be around people. But I thought, really, what kind of crowd can be inside McDonald's at this side of the morning? Because clearly everybody in Marion was in the line. So I get my N95 mask on, which I had in the car, and I go in, and there was nobody in there, three people maybe, which again, this is saying something about society, I believe, that people would rather sit in the drive-thru line, they would rather do drive-up delivery, they would rather do all this stuff, DoorDash, blah, 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 blah. We're really going to have a problem in society. I hate to say, I'm not one of these broadcasters who's going to sugarcoat it for you. We are going to have problems if people don't start getting out of their car. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the drive-thru. I use drive-thrus. I like drive-thrus. But if we're just going to sit in our car all the time or sit at home, our health is going to collapse. It's going to be a problem. And these poor workers, I don't think the businesses have started to budget yet for what they need to do in this particular situation. In any event, I went in, N95 mask on, got my large Diet Coke, and here I am. So that's number one, off and running. So I feel very normal this morning. I hope I sound more normal. It might be the Diet Coke that gets me on the ball every morning. Okay, now this I have to do, because I have not done this all week, and I had to make a note to do this, and I shouldn't have to make a note to do this, but it came forward to me yesterday. I got some phone calls yesterday, and some cards yesterday. I made it to the studio yesterday just to drop off I dropped off the pancake tickets. So I went over to the studio yesterday and picked up my mail and did. And by the way, I had not been to the studio in about 10 days. And I could clearly tell there was a party there. Because nobody had vacuumed. There were papers everywhere. Now, I'm not saying this had to do with any particular party. Post-it notes everywhere. And you know, I complain about this when I come in every morning in the studio and I say, hey, we got to leave things the way they are. It was a little disheveled. The studio was a little disheveled. So not only while I was there did I pick up my stuff, but I had to clean it up a little bit. I didn't vacuum because I really shouldn't be vacuuming right now with my arm not totally healed up yet. But holy mackerel, there was definitely – it's all cleaned up this morning. So, Adam, when you get there at 9 o'clock, you should be good to go. But it was definitely disheveled yesterday. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Boy, you get sidetracked here this morning. What I wanted to talk about was all the calls and all the well-wish messages I've gotten on Facebook and all the cards, you know, the shirks. I got a great card from them yesterday that cheered me up. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Shirk. You're really great pals of mine. I consider you friends, and I hope you consider me a friend. You know, that means a lot because I've tried to be very – I don't want to talk about medicals all the time, only because I think there are far more important things to talk about. But I don't consider this a medical. The people who've gone out of their way to say, I hope you're doing okay, who've called me, who have sent cards, who have sent messages, who have sent letters – you know, I'm going to be responding to these correspondences forever, and that's a good thing. And I appreciate everybody who's taken the time to do it, and everybody who's taken the time to send good thoughts to the Lord on my behalf. I appreciate that quite a bit. It means a lot. And not on a bad note here, but you also realize who is not calling you, who is not sending you cards, who is not messaging you to see how you are. And you learn things through that. It's nothing reflective on those people. It just is the way it is. But everybody who's done that, who's taken the time to wish me well and send well wishes, it means a lot. And I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to do it because I know everybody's busy. And I just appreciate it. So don't think I don't. And one day, I am going to reply to all these cards and letters and things. And thank you for everything you did. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have? Well, daylight savings time coming up Sunday morning. It's really Sunday morning. People do it before they go to bed Saturday. But we're going to spring ahead. We're going to gain an hour, so we get an extra hour this weekend. And Sunday, it will not get dark until probably pretty close to 8 o'clock or after 8 o'clock. That'll be nice. A little darker in the mornings for a while, but not too long. So that'll be very nice. So don't forget to spring ahead on Sunday morning, Saturday night. Got to go to Columbus today. Nothing major today, but I'm not going to tell you about it yet because I don't know anything about it. But I'm kind of excited. As soon as I get off the air this morning, I'll be headed to Columbus, and it's a very interesting appointment, to be honest with you. So I'll be down in Columbus this morning, and I look forward to this because it's one of those. I want to know things. I want to learn things, and this morning will be a learning experience, and hopefully Monday I'll be able to report back to you, or tonight. Because I will be on with Angie tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Maybe I'll be able to report back on what goes on this morning, which I'm kind of interested in. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, pancake winners. Don't forget, we drew our pancake winners yesterday. You can pick those up at the studio this morning at 10:01, 523 South Prospect Street. The pancake dinner is tomorrow. Please don't walk in during the pastor's show. Wait for the pastor to go off the air at 10 o'clock and then come in the studio. Adam will be there. The tickets are there. I believe our winners were Sharon, Brenda Tackett, Brenda Chrissinger, Trish, and Judy Cressup. So 10:01, if you guys could be at the studio and grab those tickets, I would appreciate that. I hope those are the right winners. I think I don't have the list anymore. It's at the studio. So if you won yesterday, they're there. Okay, Pancake Day. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Now, I have a new system that I set up here last night. I hope everybody can hear me okay. But I've actually set up a system at home with a soundboard and a telephone interface and a real microphone, the whole spiel. Now, I did not try that this morning because we've only got an hour. But I might try it tonight during the show with Angie. I haven't decided yet. Not sure. But we'll see how that goes. It may make the calls sound better. I heard one of the replays yesterday, and you can hear the callers, but I want you to be able to hear the callers better because as far as I'm concerned, the callers are the stars of the show. So if I can get this rigged up today when I get back from Columbus before 8:15 tonight, we'll try the new system tonight, and we'll see how that goes. So that's going on. All right, running through all these things this morning. Got a call yesterday. I love this because, you know, the new studio number when I'm broadcasting from home is 740-751-4038. Well, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, maybe 4:30, and my phone rings, and it's a local number. And it's a line, really, I only use for the radio. And I'm thinking, why is this ringing at 3:30, 4:30, whatever it was in the afternoon? And I pick up the phone, and I go, hello? And the person on the other line goes, buttermilk. Buttermilk. They were answering the trivia question from yesterday about the pancakes. It took me about 5 minutes to realize what was going on, but they were listening to a repeat. So, if you think people don't listen to those repeats, you'd be surprised. Okay. I thought that was an interesting story. Okay, what's going on with you this morning? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. 26 minutes past the hour here. That was my morning spiel. Give me a buzz. Can you hear me okay this morning? How are things going? Nice morning out there. Really have nothing else on the agenda this morning here except to talk to you for the next 33 minutes. 740-751-4038. How do we sound this morning? I heard the price points of gasoline on the news report. I think that's interesting to put on the news report every day. But I don't know. You know, we know gas prices are high. I don't know. It's interesting. You know, one thing I learned long ago about the news report is it's subjective for everybody. Everybody's going to do the news different. Everybody's going to interpret what's important and what's not differently. And you should never critique somebody else's news report because people just do them differently. It's like doing a show. You just do it different. 740-751-4038. Boy, I hope people can hear me out there this morning. Hope I connected all the buttons correctly. Okay. Well, I hope everybody does have a good time at the Pancake Day tomorrow. Usually in February, but I think they pushed it back this year because of the pandemic, which nothing wrong with that. What else is new in the world? Well, there are some events going on this weekend. Oh, I'm getting a call. This must mean people are hearing me. This is a good thing. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. Pastor Craig, how you doing?
Hey, good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you're coming through crisp and clear this morning.
You know, I feel like $1,000,000. I'm showered, I'm dressed, I've been to McDonald's, I've fought the rush, I feel good.
I don't know if it's just me or what, but I mean, the broadcast sounds clearer and crisper than it has all week long.
Really?
Yes.
It may have been fooling.
It's the way it's coming through on my
phone. Now I've got to ask you this morning. I made it to the studio yesterday. Now, I know it's not you because you leave everything exactly as it was. But when you were there on Wednesday, were there some papers laying around and some things of this nature?
There were a lot of papers laying around, yes.
I don't know who did that. I'm not blaming anybody, but I know Linda took this week off, so I know it wasn't Linda. And I know that Glenn had, well, he's only been in there a couple of days. Glenn would not have been in there. Would he have? Yeah, he was there Wednesday morning. So it could have been Glenn. Glenn could be the culprit. Terry could be the culprit. Nate could be the culprit. I don't know. But so I spent some time tidying up yesterday.
Well, if you tell us where the vacuum cleaner is, where it's what closet it's stored in or where it's kept, I'll make up a rotation for everybody to run that vacuum cleaner.
Well, you know what? That's the funny thing. I honestly, what I don't want is anybody to feel obligated to vacuum, because then the same person ends up vacuuming all the time.
Yeah, I know. I was going to lay a guilt trip on Terry to do it all the time.
Oh, well then, hey, let's do that. I'm all for that. No, the vacuum cleaner, I believe, is in the mid. It's either in the middle room or the extra room. It's a big blue vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I don't want the same person vacuuming every time, because then, you know, that's not appropriate. No one person should have to do that. But and I don't mind vacuuming. I've been doing it since we moved to the new studio. But for some reason, that carpet gets very, very dirty.
Yes, it does. I don't know why that is, but for some reason I've noticed that it doesn't make sense to me, but it does.
Hey, I noticed the new studio chair. Was that there when you were there?
Yes, and actually that came from Nate. Nate brought that in Wednesday night. That was his donation to the studio.
Oh, well, God bless Nate. I didn't get a chance to sit in it, but I saw it and I thought, hey, this is a very nice chair. Well, if Nate's out there listening or hears the replay, I thank him. How did the birthday party go? Haven't spoken to you since then.
It went well. We had had a dessert pizza with little chocolate bars and bits of peanut butter things on top, and there were some homemade chocolate chip cookies, and both of those items Amber had made, and then I brought along some key lime cupcakes, and we divvied up the ones that were left over at the end and left a plate for Glenn on Thursday. Yeah, it was good.
Did a lot of people stop in, or did Terry down them all?
No. Terry ate his fair share. No, we didn't have a lot of people stop in, but it was just kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure I hope you call in tonight and listen, but it doesn't hurt to plug it twice. What's coming up on Sunday?
What's coming up on Sunday is part three, the last part of a study I'm doing on angels, what they are and what they are not.
Hey, very good. Study his word. Now, we're still at 11:15 on Sunday, right?
Yes, for the rest of March, and then the 1st of April was when we'll go to 9:15.
Sounds good, and we'll make sure to plug that when it comes around. Pastor, good to hear from you, and I hope we hear from you tonight.
All right, sounds good. Take care, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Pastor Craig, study his word on Sunday morning, 11:15 a.m. Don't miss that. And he's also a part of the show with no name on Wednesday at 5:15. 740-751-4038. You know, that's an age-old problem. It used to be taking out the trash in the studio. Now, taking out the trash is not a big issue. But we have a rug, which I donated to the studio, big area rug, in the main room. And it's for sound purposes. So there's not an echo in the room. And for some reason, this rug gets so dirty, it really needs to be vacuumed at least once a week. And nobody wants to vacuum. Everybody just wants to come in and do their show. And I feel that if one person starts vacuuming, nobody else ever will. And I don't want that to happen, because that used to happen with the trash, and we don't need that problem. Now, do you have a chore list at home? How do you do things like that? I'd be interested to know. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And apparently we're sounding crisp and good over the airwaves this morning. I'm always happy to hear that. Are we sounding crisp and good where you are? Rather, we're coming through a listening device or a radio or whatever else you might be using this morning to listen to us. There's a lot of ways to do it, computers, so on and so forth. And can you hear the callers okay? Because that's really the point of this new setup, is to better hear the callers. Also, if we have a guest on for, 45 minutes, I want to make sure you hear them. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. You know, I've got to figure out exactly what being around a crowd means. Now, what's a crowd? Because if I have one person over to the house in the studio and I interview them, is that a crowd? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. You're sounding terrific. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. How you been?
Hey, I just like everybody else, riding there and riding back and sitting down. I just ain't done much of, a bitch and stupid. Does that make any sense?
Oh, you know what? Every morning I get up and I say, I've got nothing to do today, but somehow I end up finding something to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like I say, I don't have anything I really have to do, let's put it that way. But it seems to me, when the day is through, or half the night, I'm busy, you know what? I'm afraid, what did I get accomplished today besides nothing? But yet I was busy at something. I don't know, it seems like your mind runs way out ahead of your body. Does that make any sense?
Oh, well, you know, yesterday I thought, well, I have the whole evening. It was really just afternoon. And then I thought, well, I've got to get those tickets over to the studio. And when I got to the studio, I kind of had to tidy it up a little bit. And then while I was out, I got some dinner at Wendy's. And when I got home, I went to the mailbox and made a phone call, and by that point, it was evening already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seems like you're busy. Still don't get accomplished too much. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's a very, very small list. What do you make of these gas prices? I know when I went out and drove this morning, when I went to McDonald's, I thought, boy, I'm glad McDonald's is only a mile from my house.
Well, Scott, let's put it this way. By the way I look at it, I feel for the people that has to drive, like going to work, maybe, a number of miles. Well, that's harder now. But now, Scott, these freeloaders, I call them, I'm included, if I don't need to get out and run around, I don't need to buy the gas. Leave it for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? We've had it too easy, too long. And the price of war in the Middle East, it is taking its toll on everybody. And we got to understand that. If we just sit back and look and think, we're paying $4 and more for gas. But think about the poor people that don't have anything. That's the ones I think about.
You know, I saw some pictures yesterday from the Ukraine, and we've all seen these pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so horrible. You know, there is something about being a human being that makes you feel great empathy for these people who are being killed. And these are not soldiers. These are just people who are living their everyday life, and we're here complaining about the gas prices. It seems quite small.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, this gas price is trying to help them in some sense or way, and then people are groaning and moaning and going on about this gas bill. Yes, it's hella high. But it's going to get worse. But think about the people that's, oh, Lord, I can't imagine, especially the women were all trying to keep them safe, trying to go to raise them. I feel so sorry for them women that's got them little kids. And, oh, it's just, it's terrifying to watch some of them films that they got of all these people. It's just, and then you sit back and listen to people groan and moan about a little bit of gas. That I, you know, I just, I was talking to a guy, a good friend of mine, excuse me, a good friend of mine I was talking to, Wednesday night, I guess it was. He says, if everybody would just park their vehicle and sit there, this gas would go down. I said, well, you know, he was a good friend, and I told him like it would. I said, listen to me. He was able to fix this up, okay? I said, listen to me. If you would sit down and get your last check at the end of the month and just keep on sitting there, how would you manage for the next month? Think about it. Yeah, you could sit there, yeah. You got an income, whatever it is, you know. You got income coming, ain't you? Yeah. Well, think about these people who would sit down and have to work for a living. If they said, oh, they wouldn't have during next month or next week or whatever. I said, think about that. Well, he said, yeah. Yeah. I said, yeah, you sit down, which probably should sit down because you don't do nothing. All you gotta do is just sit there and wait for your check to come. Well, these people don't have it that way. Think about them.
I would agree. I'd agree.
I feel for the people that has to drive a long distance to pay that kind of price. I used to do it all the time. I said, don't criticize these people that, you know, that has to work. You are, might as well be. They can't sit down. You know that.
I do, but I tell you, after going to McDonald's this morning, this whole thing about sitting in the car and waiting for food to be delivered and DoorDash and all these things people are doing, I think the gas prices are going to affect that. Why not shut your car off, walk inside like I did? There were only 3 people inside. There had to be 20 people in that line this morning. And they were not about to get out of their car and go inside and get their breakfast.
I know exactly what you say. I pretty well do the same thing. But Scott, you're right. It doesn't make sense that you sit in that dadgum line all that time and then groan and moan about the price of gas. You're sitting there sometimes for a good while, and then you moan and groan about burning the gas up.
I know, and you know what's funny, and I don't want to pick on Starbucks, but I'm going to, because Starbucks's line, 9 times out of 10 when I drive by, is wrapped around the building. Now, these are the people who are complaining about the gas prices. They're complaining that they're making it political and blah, 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 but they will sit there in the slowest moving line in Marion, which is Starbucks. They will sit there for 20 to 40 minutes in a line, burning up the gasoline instead of pulling into a parking spot, shutting off the car, and going in and getting their coffee. I mean, maybe I'm missing something there.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what you're missing. Majority of the people, if I'm okay, that's fine. Don't worry about nobody else. You see what I'm saying? There you go. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. You know, you could get the pull in and park. But I'm thinking these people got to drive about 30, 40, 100 miles a day. Now, they have to do that to get to work. Well, they have to run their car for that. But these people sit out there and run their car, like you say, 20, 30, you know, minutes. They don't have to do that. They can park that car and leave that gas till burning up for nothing for somebody else. No, they don't think about that.
No,
if I'm okay, fool you to anybody else.
Right.
That is wrong, Scott. You should think about the other person. Think about the other people.
It's very strange in the fact that people will do that. And again, these people who have taken side jobs doing delivery for people of fast food and so on and so forth, I'm thinking that cannot be very lucrative to them anymore with the gas prices being what they are. I mean, why can't, I mean, you know, there used to be a day that both you and I remember where if you wanted a hamburger or a pizza, you drove to the hamburger or pizza place and you went inside and you got it.
That don't happen that way,
no, it's the new age.
Either they're going to have them delivery, pay them for delivery and all that, or go down there and just drive around and wait to the, and go in and get it. And that don't happen no more. They act like they can't walk. Hey, no wonder you say people's out of shape. Well, they don't do nothing. They sit under a fat fatty. I'm pretty well the same way. They sit under a fat fatty and blah, 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 and then complain about the gas.
But you know what? They'll sit there and tell you, and I agree that the meat prices and things in the store have went up. We'll complain about that all day as we're sitting in the line at Starbucks for 40 minutes burning up the gasoline, waiting to get a cup of coffee. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing it, but there's something wrong with our mental setup right now.
There's something wrong with our society. We forgot about being neighborly to the next person. Society. I mean, you know, if I'm okay, fool you and everything else, Scott, it shouldn't be that way. Now, you can't people over there. Them people I feel for them, but you got to give them one, well, the hats off to them people fighting and dying for their country, and they just don't have a chance against Russia. They just don't have a chance. But my hats off to them for trying, and they've made a pretty good job of it too.
You know, I was thinking the other day, and you're exactly right. In the end, they're not going to beat Russia without any help. But history, I believe, is going to look very well on how the Ukraine stood up against Russia, but I don't know how well history's going to look on all of the other countries, including the United States, but not just the United States, Britain, France, all these other countries. How are they going to look that we sat there, knew what was going on, and didn't intervene? I don't know how history's going to look on that.
In one way, you're not near as old as I am. I can go way back. Some of them old timers out there will probably agree with me. This guy here is the same as Hitler. Hitler just kept biting. Well, now this is what this guy's going to do, I'm afraid. He's going to just keep biting. If he takes grain and gets them nuclear sites under his control, look how close he is to all them other little countries.
Well, that's something I wish people would understand. Well, why is the Ukraine a big deal? Well, if he takes over the Ukraine, that becomes Russian land. He can move his nuclear weapons into Ukraine, and Ukraine is a lot closer than Russia to a lot of these areas that he wants to take over. That is not going to be good.
No, it's not going to be good. A lot of them little countries are, he's ordering a lot of them if he gets Ukraine, which he's going to. Well, look where Ukraine's ordering them. Well, he takes over, look at, he's going to be that. Yeah, he's going to be right up in the door of a number of them countries.
And there are some of those countries that we've taken an oath to protect, like the Baltic. So we're going to be involved at some point, whether we like it or not. It's unfortunate. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody's kids to go to war. But if people think that this is going to stop at the Ukraine and he's going to take that over and be happy, I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either. I really don't know right now is the time to get into it with them or not. But it's going to happen, Scott. It's going to happen. This nuclear is going to get turned loose one of these days. And with a guy like Putin, somebody's going to have to challenge him. Now, sooner or later, somebody's going to have to challenge him. and it's going to be very, 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 very ugly, man. Very ugly.
I agree. On a happier note, how's your wife doing? How's the family?
We have a kid. He's 15 years old, getting ready to get his driver's license. I that's what I do, is try to keep him going, to help him get ready for life, you know, down the road. Look, for him, we would be going real fine, but, you know, we got to kind of support him and help him, blah, 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 blah. But the wife, she had a back fracture back 2 or 3 years ago, and it just gives her fit. She ain't done all that well, and she got a heart problem, and she got an asthma problem. Got to really be careful with what she does, and the weather, and whatever. We're doing, considering we're getting old, we ain't getting old, already old. Considering the age, we're doing terrific. Thank the good Lord you've kept us around this long, so we're doing okay.
Well, I send my best to her. I'm glad she's out there listening, and give her my best. And I'm so glad you called in. I always enjoy hearing from you. And call in anytime you like, more often. I always enjoy hearing your opinions.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, God, for talking to me. Really. Thank you, my God. God bless you.
Hey, stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love a good call like that. I love to hear what's on people's mind. And that gentleman has been a long-time listener, and I always appreciate people's opinions. 10 minutes left to 9 minutes left, 51 minutes past the hour here. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Hope you heard that call okay. That's why I'm working on this new system. I want you to hear the callers better, and I hope you heard that okay. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on anything we talked about there? And thanks, Nate, for donating that chair in the studio. I think that's very, very nice. It looked like a nice, comfortable chair. I just have not had a chance to sit in it yet. You know, it is strange to me why people sit in lines and burn up the gasoline. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning once again.
I think it's the first time. This is not once again yet, is it?
Well, once again this week.
Oh, yes. Yes. How are you, Adam?
Sounds really good.
Oh, good. Did you hear the caller okay?
Yeah, it's really clear. And honestly, it's probably better than it sounds on Prospect.
Oh, good.
The specs for our East Side studio are looking pretty good.
Well, the room I'm in is carpeted. The acoustics are pretty good.
Yeah, what you got rigged up there is quite ingenious, I must say. So all we need is a card machine, you know, and a few more microphones, and we'll be all set.
Well, I'm thinking next week about, you know, I'm leery to be around people at this point because I want to obey the doctor, but having one person over as a guest, I'm thinking about it to see how that would work. I don't know. May work well. I don't know.
One person's not a crowd. I mean, it's a relative term, so yeah. I mean, whatever is recommended.
Right, and if I can control the situation, being my studio, and I can keep the germs under control, well, then I feel more comfortable. So we'll see how that flies next week.
Yeah, it's definitely something where every time you make a change, it seems to work better. You know, just how radio has changed, that you can do it from almost anywhere.
That's true.
Whenever it's done remote, that's also part of the equation. And with internet being faster, computers running more efficiently, it gives us more options.
Absolutely, and I do want to remind people, I think Adam's delivering two of the pancake, two batches this morning, but the other three people, I believe Brenda Christinger and Judy Cressup and Trish, please don't walk in during the pastor's show. Wait till he's done at 10. But at 10:01, come in the studio. They're right there. Adam will be there, and you can pick up your tickets.
Yeah, I brought my delivery boy hat.
All right.
I will be taking care of that for two of our winners.
All right. Well, thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. 53 minutes past the hour. Well, I'm glad you're hearing everything okay. Give me a buzz. 54 minutes past the hour. Don't forget to spring ahead Sunday morning. Give me a buzz. If you've been thinking about calling in all morning, now would be the time to do it. 740-751-4038. Remember, that's the alternate number, not the studio number. as I'm not in the studio. I think some people have been calling the studio. It's habit, and sometimes I give the wrong number here. So that's understandable. But I'm here, 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour. We could get a couple more calls in if you're interested. Remember, don't forget to pick up your pancake tickets today at 10:01. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker is coming up next from 9:15 until 10 a.m. with Pastor Whitaker and Adam Lepp. Well, let's see. I think that's pretty good. I'll be on tonight with Angie, 8:15 to 10. Don't miss that. Maybe we'll have a guest tonight. Who knows? Try this whole guest thing out. Does anybody have an answer when it comes to the whole gas thing? Why are people willing to sit in lines like I saw at McDonald's this morning? And I drove by Starbucks, by the way. I'm not that far from Starbucks. Drove by, big long line as always. If the gas is such a hindrance to people, why are you doing that? Why not just park and go inside? The lobbies are open. And it even cuts down on your time. You know, if you're in a hurry, the way to go is not the drive-thru. The way to go is inside. That puzzles me. I really don't understand that. Especially when the gas is over $4. You know, people taking these pictures and putting them on social media. Oh, the gas is $4. The gas is $5. Well, take a picture of the line at McDonald's or Starbucks. Put that up there. And go, well, there goes your $4 and $5 gasoline. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Maybe you have an answer that I don't have. And coincidentally, I'm not saying don't drive. I drove this morning. People have to go to work. You have to drive. And that is a crunch. You have to go to the grocery store. You have to do these things. But sitting in a line, I don't know, which I guess is a leisure thing. Who knows? Apparently nobody has the answer this morning. I don't have the answer, and nobody else does either. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, does anybody have any ideas on the whole vacuuming the studio? How did your chore list stack up at home? How did you do chores when you had kids at home? Or if you have kids at home, how did you get things vacuumed? Kids don't like to vacuum. I don't know that adults really like to vacuum. That's a thing that people just don't like. And I don't know why. People would rather do dishes. They would rather dust. They would rather take the trash out than vacuum. People just don't like to vacuum. And with all these modern things we have, you think it wouldn't be a big issue. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time coming up on 58. If you want to call in, we have a couple minutes left. 740-751-4038. All righty. What else do we have to talk about here this morning? Well, again, I want to thank everybody. You know, you can never say this enough. I want to thank everybody who has called me, everybody who has sent a card. I have a kitchen table full of cards, everybody who's written me a letter, everybody who sent me a message on social media. It means a lot, and I really, really, really do appreciate it because it's not solicited. Nobody has, I haven't said, you know, call and check up on me. But the people who've done it, I really, really, really appreciate it. And you do learn who cares and who doesn't. I hate to say that's what you learn, but to say you care and to show you care are two different things. And I've got a pretty good idea of that right now. But the good news is I do feel fine, which I'm very, very lucky. Very, very lucky. And don't think I don't realize that I'm very lucky that I feel okay. Now, that's a day-to-day proposition, but I'm very, very lucky. All right, quick call here. Hey, we got 30 seconds to go. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear, but the last two calls were not as loud and clear as you are.
Well, I'm going to try to work on that. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I don't understand why United States and the United Nations didn't drop a bomb on Putin the day he crossed the border.
Hey, well, we're out of time, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, I'm out of time. I got to get out of here. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy.